gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Continuing our conversation about preserving your hard-grown fruits, vegetables around your home, castle, or cabin. And I say hard-grown if you've listened to Farmer Greg. You know he's great about giving you the easy way to do the gardening and how to let nature do most of the work for you. So we've got a harvest, and we're preserving it. We talked about canning. We've got pickling and fermenting. And I will tell you, it took me a long time to like fermented food, but every year, I just enjoy it more and more and more. And I understand, pretty good for you, too.
Right,
yeah,
because of all the biology in it, yeah.
So how do I ferment something at my own homestead?
Well, when we're talking pickling, that can mean fermenting.
Okay.
Right? Or it might not, but let's talk about fermenting first. Just like we talked about with canning, if you can follow a recipe, then you can ferment foods. The basic process of fermenting is that you want to start with really clean containers. Put your food in those containers and you let it sit long enough to where the lactobacillus can just naturally populate that food and begin to ferment it. And the lactobacillus is really good for your gut, and it creates some delicious foods as well. You can ferment just about any kind of food. We talked about green beans in the last segment. You can ferment green beans if you want to.
Lactobacillus. Okay. So that's the good stuff in the fermenting.
Yeah, and it's naturally in the air. You don't have to add it to your fermentation containers. It will find your food if you if you give it a chance. But I would follow directions because you want to make sure that, again, that your fermented foods are safe and also that they taste good. So, you know, follow your pickling directions It's pretty simple to do.
So hold on, there's a difference though between pickling and fermenting. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Well, fermenting is what it says it is. It's, you know, letting foods ferment like you would alcohol or vinegars. You know, you let them ferment. But you can also pickle without doing that. You can pickle just in vinegar, right? So you can put quick pickles in the refrigerator just by putting some cucumbers in vinegar with a little sugar and whatever spices you like and let them sit in that vinegar, and that will pickle them as well. And that is also good for your gut, but it's not quite to the degree that fermenting is good for your gut. However, it is much easier to do.
Well, in the fermenting, that's where the lactobacillus, that's bringing in probiotics to your body.
That's right.
And, that's right. You know, the more of that we can get in our microbiome, the healthier we're going to be. You know, rather than taking the probiotic box, the probiotic pill, you know, you can eat it in fermented food.
That's right. You can enjoy a delicious food and take care of your gut without buying expensive probiotics from the health food store.
When Romy, you mentioned that the older you're getting, the more you're liking fermented food. I've noticed that too. When I was younger, you know, like sauerkraut, mm-hmm. It was like, ooh, really? Somebody would eat that? And now it's like, ooh, I like that.
And put more on, please. I know. There's never never enough on a Reuben anymore for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And pickle juice is important for runners. If you're running on a pretty hot day, you sweat out a lot of water, but you also sweat out a lot of salt. And, you know, a jar of pickle juice occasionally will rehydrate you and keep you from cramping. So if you can make it homemade, that's even better.
Right. So, Kari, if I was going to ferment something, what would the process look like?
Well, you want to have a container that you that has a loose lid. You don't want to a container with a real tight lid, because that'll keep the lactobacillus out. And you want to make sure that that container is sterilized, so you can run it through your dishwasher on a sterile setting, or you can dunk it in boiling water to sterilize it. But you want to make sure it's really clean so that you don't have a lot of other things besides the lactobacillus in there. Okay, then you want to start with some clean produce and cut that up and put water on it, put some sugar on there, and then cover it loosely so that, like I mentioned, you want to let that lactobacillus get in to the container.
And the sugar feeds the lactobacillus.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. And what? Then you're going to watch it. You know, you're going to watch it until it starts to bubble a little bit. And, you know, that's a sign that it's ready. And it's really, it's ready when it tastes good to you.
And how long is this? A 5-month process, 3-month process?
It could be a week.
Wow.
Or it could be several weeks, but it doesn't take terribly long.
All right, we've talked about fermenting, canning, pickling. We've got dehydrating and freezing coming up here at Rosie on the House.